Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. These were the response to the psalm. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today's readings, today's message on the 15th Sunday of the year are indeed very, very encouraging, very appropriate, timely, and something that most of us, including myself, take for granted. Before the world was made, he chose you and me. You and I were chosen in Christ. How wonderful. Have you ever thought of that? We just take things for granted. We were known by name. Our three readings today are intrinsically connected and offer us a three-step spiritual path, three stages. One, from hesitation. The second, from hesitation to affirmation. And the third, from affirmation to transformation. Take, for example, the first reading from Amos. You know something? If Amos was alive today, he would be considered an icon. He would be considered, you see, someone to be revered and to get a gold medal. Why? He was a shepherd producing meat and wool, feeding the people and clothing the people. He was a key worker. But in his time, he was just considered, you know, one of the people who were on the lowest end of the ladder. Shepherds were no one. They were discriminated against. And you know, again, another thing. It was to the shepherds that the angels announced, you know, the birth of Christ, always going to the margins, to the poorest of the poor. In that context, my dear brothers and sisters, let us reflect what we have gone through in this past year in the pandemic. You know, we take things for granted. It just happens. How do we get through? Did you ever give a second thought, and I'm guilty of that myself, you see, to the truckers, who kept things moving, whether it be food or whether it be clothes, you see, or whether it be energy, they kept moving. The first responders. What about the people filling up the shelves in the supermarkets? First responders. What about the nurses, the paramedics, the EMs, the doctors, the emergency room people, the people who took care of the cleanliness of the hospitals? First responders. Did we ever think of that? You know, we just take things for granted there. What about the firefighters? You know, the cops, those who defend our country. Even during the pandemic, everything went well. We were safe. First responders. I think we should think of them there, see, because we take things for granted. Amos, as a shepherd, would have been the lowest, you see. Why? Because he dealt with sheep, and the sheep had their own smell, and that's why they were kept outside. But another important thing, my dear brothers, is remember this. Yeah. When our Holy Father, Pope Francis, when he appoints anybody, when he appoints a priest, you might not know this, when he appoints a priest as a bishop, or when he appoints a bishop as a cardinal, his first advice to them is, strip yourselves of all the paraphernalia. strip yourselves. And he says, he wants all the bishops and priests, and even priests like myself, to be able to smell the sheep. Have you ever thought of that? To smell the sheep. In other words, literally no, but metaphorically, to be with them, to understand them, to walk with them, to feel for them, you see, to cry with them, to laugh with them. That's what priesthood is. Priesthood, or the diaconate, is not something, you know, like a laurel that you put up on the pedestal. No, it's a service. And then, today's another reading there is the affirmation that we have been blessed, all spiritual blessings of heaven in Christ. It shows us, my dear brothers and sisters, the path from hesitation to affirmation. The path from uncertainty to freedom, and reassures each and every one of us that we have been chosen by Christ to live here on earth when the time comes to live with him for eternity in heaven through his presence. How do you do that? How does it happen? It is through the free gift of love from God, which enables each and every one of us to be transformed, to leave our doubts and fears behind, to worry less about our talents, about our qualifications, and to be able to say yes to what seems possible. We are to be partakers in the mystery of God's plan, to bear God's good news in the world of our own. As the song reminds us, love, love changes everything. Love, love changes everything. You know, for new parents, and all of you have been there, that your child's first loving gaze will have filled your hearts with awe and wonder. Their love for this individual little tiny angel enables and disarms, overcomes and enthuses, inspires and makes all things possible. The miracle of a little child, the power of the helpless child. And that's why Christ said, unless you become like a little child, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. In other words, to be childlike, to be open. And so the couple are affirmed in their love for one another, the husband and wife, in their precious way of life. A child, my dear brothers and sisters, as you know, and all of us know, transforms a family. From a husband and wife, a little child transformed them into parents. A little child transforms parents into grandparents. A little child transforms relatives from single relatives to uncles and aunts. A little child at baptism transforms individuals into godfather and godmother. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, the power and the dynamism of a little child. The love then becomes a transformation in that it changes the lives of those around them. It was the transformative love like this which enabled disciples in today's gospel to go out and preach. As I said before, Christ did not ask for any resumes. He took them as they were, good, bad, lukewarm, saints or sinners, they accepted them. And my dear brothers and sisters, do not fear. Christ accepts each and every one of us as we are, as we are. You see? And that's why we have Christ, the little crib that you see there at Christmas time, was a symbol. That was the hallmark, that way. In other words, all of you are welcome. It had caused some of them to drop their nets. They were fishermen or farmers. And Jesus said to them, come along. He saw their humanity and their needlessness. This love is expressed, again, the love of Christ is expressed in his humanity. How? He heals us just for the asking. He's compassionate. He feels for us. He empathizes with us. He knows what we're going through. Our doubts, our feelings, our fears, our anxieties, our virtues, also our talents, our goodness, and he shows his goodness. And that's what the beautiful psalm, Lord, show us your kindness and grant us your salvation. Can you and I, my dear brothers and sisters, show our kindness to one another? Given authority by Jesus himself, the disciples now could extend this news to others and offers others the promise of eternal salvation. And so, how might this sequence found in today's readings apply to our own lives, your lives and my lives? While yes, it is understandable that we may hesitate in the face of some of today's challenges, if you ask me, in my priesthood of 51 years, have I hesitated in the challenges that came my way? Definitely the answer is yes. Yes. I would be a lie if I say no, everything was hunky-dory. No. There were challenges. You and I know. Every walk of life has its challenges, right? As the saying goes, the grass is always greener on the other side. Am I right? Till we are there in the situation there. While it is understandable that we may hesitate in the face of some of today's challenges, we can try not to let fear paralyze and prevent us. As Pope Francis again says, fear does not come from God. Fear does not come from Jesus, no. But as Pope Francis says, fear comes from the devil. Fear comes from Satan. There. Christ's love for us and our love and support for one another. My dear friends, we are a community. We are a people. Every one of us belongs to the mystical body of Christ. We pride ourselves, you and I pride ourselves to be called Christian. You and I pride ourselves to go one step further, to call ourselves Roman Catholic. And the signature tune between Christians and Roman Catholics is the tabernacle, is the Mass that you and I will celebrate. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, like parents, encouraging a hesitant child to walk, to learn how to ride a bike, or affirming the child's first word, saying, Daddy, a mommy. I was never a parent, so I don't know what happens there. See? Yeah. But this is what people tell me. The first word, you see, is mom. And dad gets so proud when the little child can say daddy, am I right? Am I right? Or granddad, or pop. That's what little children do. So from transfer the moments of love and affirmation to one another, into our world, in this Today's message, my dear brothers and sisters, is like the disciples. We can become apostles. And what is an apostle? Apostle is a messenger. And what is a messenger? A messenger can bring good news or bad news. Good news or bad news. Yeah. Those of us who see many, many years ago, you remember the old thing about the telegram? You remember the telegrams before the internet? Remember that? When a telegram came, what was the telegram? Bad news, right? We're all scared. We're scared. We can be messengers, my dear brothers and sisters, of good news. We all need to support one another. We all need to encourage one another. We all need to pray for one another. We all need to help one another. Again, as I mentioned, however bad we may be, however terrible we may be, there is always, always good in each and every one of us. There has to be. Because each and every one of us are made according to the image and likeness of God. Finally, the thought I would like to leave with you today is the best advice that God, that Jesus, that the Eucharist can give us today is God believes in you. Make no mistake about it. God believes in you. God believes in me. God believes in us. Hallelujah. Please say, hallelujah. God bless. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you please stand?